This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says the city doesn't need the U.S. military to intervene to quell protests over police racism and violence. Hancock spoke at a memorial for George Floyd this morning. Floyd's death in Minneapolis police custody set off a week of protests in Denver and around the country. Hancock says the city would reject the presence of military members in Denver streets.
We love them. We honor them. We appreciate their service to our nation and to all of us. But in this instance, we do not need them here unless they're coming to link arms with us and to march for justice, for liberty, and for our freedoms.
President Trump has threatened to deploy the military to stop protests nationwide. Former Governor John Hickenlooper did not appear at a virtual ethics hearing this morning in spite of a subpoena. Hickenlooper says the teleconference format of the hearing is untested and unfair, and the hearing was marked with technical difficulties at the start. The Independent Ethics Commission subpoenaed him to testify in an investigation into whether he inappropriately accepted gifts, travel, and lodging while serving in office, and a district court judge declined to intervene. Hickenlooper's lawyer says they're appealing to a higher court, but the Ethics Commission has asked the Attorney General to step in to compel Hickenlooper's testimony. Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park is opening today. Park officials say visitors should be prepared for icy conditions and temporary closures for bad weather. The park is using a timed entry system to limit the number of visitors. This is CPR News.